Historian and human rights activist Iris Chang is dead. She was found Tuesday morning in her car in Santa Clara County, California, apparently a suicide. Chang had reportedly suffered a breakdown and was hospitalized about 5 months ago while working on a new book. She is best known for her 1997 book, The Rape of Nanking, The Forgotten Holocaust of World War II, about war crimes committed by the Japanese against Chinese civilians in 1937. She said she was inspired to write that book after learning that her grandparents had narrowly escaped the slaughter. Though Chang was only 36 when she died, she dedicated much of her career to telling the world about the Chinese and Chinese Americans. We spoke with her in 2003 about the publication of The Chinese in America and why she wrote that book.
All my life, I was concerned about the stereotypes of the Chinese in the media, stereotypes that flattened us into these one-dimensional cartoon characters, a Fu Manchu, Charlie Chan, Suzy Wong stereotypes, and I thought it was time that an honest history about my people was written.
Chang told us that many Chinese are still viewed as perpetual foreigners in America.
No matter how much contribution they make to this country, they're still seen as suspect. And we see this time and again in my book, The Chinese in America. At various times, the Chinese are embraced, celebrated for their contributions, and they're accepted as honorary whites. And at other times, they are persecuted and even killed in extreme cases when there's an economic or political crisis or when Sino-American relations turn sour.
Iris Chang was 36 years old. She died yesterday in California. Ira Flato will be here. It's Science Friday tomorrow. I'll be taking a couple of days off at the beginning of next week. Joe Palca will be here on Talk of the Nation. I'll see you Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.